Unit 7. Part 1. Language Skills Development. 1. Starter.
B. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer for each question you hear. Where did you go recently?
I paid several visits to the British Museum.
What did you look for there?
I read a patent medicine ad several days ago. I suspected that I was suffering from all those diseases said in the ad. So I went to read up on the treatment for them.
What's the result?
I found I had all the illnesses except housemaid's knee.
It's an extraordinary thing.
True. I went to see the doctor, an old friend of mine. I always receive free medical treatment from him.
What did he prescribe?
Something I couldn't find at the chemist's.
What was exactly written in the prescription?
A healthy diet, plenty of sleep and exercise, and not to stuff up my head with things I don't understand.
How about you now?
I follow the directions and I feel fairly well now. 2. Text. Medical and health services in China.
Good health is a prerequisite for promoting all-round development of the person, and it is a common pursuit of human societies to improve people's health and ensure their right to medical care. For China, a large developing country, medical and health care is of vital importance to its population of over 1.3 billion. And is a major issue concerning its people's well-being. China pays great attention to protecting and improving its people's health. Thanks to unremitting efforts that have been made, medical and healthcare systems covering both urban and rural residents have taken shape. The capabilities of disease prevention and control have been enhanced. The coverage of medical insurance has expanded. Continuous progress has been made in medical science and technology. And the people's health has been remarkably improved. To put into place basic medical and healthcare systems covering both urban and rural residents and ensure that every resident has access to safe, effective, convenient and affordable basic medical and health services, China has kept advancing the reform of its medical and healthcare system and made important achievements in the current stage. With years of effort, China has made remarkable achievements in the development of its healthcare undertakings, which, however, still fall far short of the public's demands for health care, as well as the requirements of economic and social development. Especially when China turned from a planned economy to a market economy, the old medical care system has undergone great changes. So it became an issue of major importance for the Chinese government to provide better and more accessible medical and health services to the public. In the 1980s, the Chinese government initiated reform of the medical and healthcare systems and speeded up the reform in 2003 after a success was won in the fight against the SARS. In March 2009, the Chinese government promulgated the opinions on deepening reform of the medical and healthcare systems, setting off a new round of reform in this regard. The basic goal of this reform was to provide the whole nation with basic medical and health services as a public product and ensure that everyone, regardless of location, nationality, age, gender, occupation, and income, enjoys equal access to basic medical and health services. And the basic principles to be followed in the reform were to ensure basic services, improving such services at the grassroots level and establishing the effective mechanisms. Medical reform is a social program that covers a wide range and involves difficult tasks. And it is a hard and complicated task to deepen this reform in China, a developing country with a large population, low per capita income, and a wide gap between urban and rural areas. For over 3 years, the Chinese government has worked hard to strike a balance between improving medical and health services on one hand and economic and social development on the other, trying to find a solution to this worldwide problem. Thanks to the persistent efforts made, China has made positive progress in this new round of medical reform. The basic medical care systems cover both urban and rural residents. By 2011, more than 1.3 billion people had joined the three basic medical insurance schemes that cover both urban and rural residents, i.e., the basic medical insurance for working urban residents, the basic medical insurance for non-working urban residents, and the new type of rural cooperative medical care, with their total coverage being extended from 87% in 2008 to 95% in 2011. This signaled that China has built the world's largest network of basic medical security. Medical care financing and the reimbursable ratio of medical costs have been raised, and the government subsidy standards for the new rural cooperative medical care system were increased from 20 yuan at the beginning to 200 yuan per person per year in 2011. The reimbursement rate for hospitalization expenses covered by relevant policies has been raised to around 70%, and the range of reimbursable expenses has been expanded to include outpatient expenses. Real-time reimbursement has been adopted for medical expenses, making it more convenient for people to have their medical costs settled. A basic system of drugs has been developed from scratch, a system for the selection, production, supply, and use of basic drugs, and cover of them in medical insurance has been put into place. Urban and rural grassroots level medical and health services have been further improved. Access to basic public health services has become more equitable. The state provides all residents with a free package of 41 basic public health services in 10 categories, including health record, health education, preventive inoculation, healthcare for children under 6, healthcare for pregnant and lying-in women, healthcare for elderly people, treatment for hypertension and type 2 diabetes patients, healthcare for severe psychosis patients, reporting and handling of infectious diseases and public health emergencies, and healthcare supervision and coordination. The reform of public hospitals has been carried on in an orderly way. In 2010, the Chinese government started pilot reforms of public hospitals in 17 state-designated cities and 37 province-level districts. And positive progress has been witnessed in improving services, innovating institutions and mechanisms, strengthening internal management, and speeding up the creation of a situation in which hospitals are established and run in diversified forms. The new round of medical reform has brought substantial benefits to both urban and rural residents. Access to basic public health services has become much more equitable. The gap between urban and rural areas and between regions has been narrowed in medical development. Medical services in rural and remote areas with backward facilities and weak capabilities have been remarkably improved. Medical services have become more affordable and accessible, and fewer people are becoming poor or return to poverty because of illness. With a quickened pace of the country's industrialization and urbanization, as well as its increasingly aging population, the Chinese people are facing the dual health threats of infectious and chronic diseases. And the public needs better medical and health services. In the meantime, problems still exist regarding China's health resources, especially the shortage of high-quality resources and the unbalanced distribution of those resources. China has arduous tasks ahead for reforming and developing its medical and health services. The Chinese government has announced that it will establish a sound basic medical and health system covering both urban and rural residents by 2020, so as to ensure that everyone enjoys access to basic medical and health services. For this goal, China will continue to reform and develop its medical and health services, and better maintain, ensure, and enhance the health of its people. China will also continue its active role in international health affairs and work together with different parties to make greater effort to improve the health of mankind.
New words.
Prerequisite.
Unremitting.
Capability.
Enhance.
Access.
Affordable.
Advance.
Current.
Undertaking.
Undergo.
Initiate.
SARS.
Promulgate.
Grassroots.
Mechanism.
Per capita.
Persistent.
Scheme.
Coverage.
Reimbursable.
Hospitalization.
Outpatient.
Real time.
Settle.
Equitable.
Package.
Inoculation.
Lying in.
Psychosis.
Substantial.
Urbanization.
Dual.
Chronic.
Arduous.
Announce.
Ensure.
Maintain. 6. Practice. Listening.
Listen to a news report, then fill in the blanks.
A ninth body found in Los Angeles Christmas Eve massacre. A ninth body was found Friday morning at the scene of a Christmas Eve shooting in Covina of East Los Angeles, police said. The shooting occurred Wednesday night when a depressed man, dressed as Santa Claus, arrived at his ex-wife's Christmas Eve party, then opened fire on the participants and burned down the two-story house, police said. After the attack, Bruce Jeffrey Pardo, 45, shot himself to death at his brother's home early in the morning on Christmas Day in Silma, a suburb about 50 kilometers north of downtown Los Angeles, according to police. Believed to have been killed in the shooting and fire were Pardo's ex-wife, Sylvia Ortego, 43, and her parents, police said, but did not provide any more details. The Los Angeles County official confirmed that a total of 9 victims have been found at the scene. There were 25 guests at the party, and 9 had been unaccounted for immediately after the shooting. Pardo, who was reportedly separated from his wife and in a messy divorce, used cocktails to set the house on fire, according to local television reports.
Part 2. Language in Use. 1. Passage. What is meant by mental health? Do you believe good mental health means the absence of mental problems? How to help yourself keep in good mental health? Read and listen to the passage, then fill in the blanks.
Our state of mind or mental health is primarily influenced by the way we think and the way our brain processes. How we look at things and how we lead our lives is a major determining factor on our mental health. Apart from that, our past life and other physical factors, as well as environment, play a significant role in shaping our mental health. Mental health not only shapes our present, but also determines our physical life and future overall health. Mental health can vary according to our circumstances and can change our life in the same way as our physical health. Good mental health is defined as a person's ability to perform all his or her duties and fulfill a number of tasks, functions, and activities of his or her daily routine life. The mere absence of mental problems does not comprise good mental health. Good mental health also means that one does not let these problems and tribulations overcome the brain processes. Good mental health can be maintained by living a stress-free life. A life which has its share of problems and worries yet enables one to take them in stride and live a normal and adjusted life. You can help keep yourself in good mental health by following these tips. Talking about your feelings, keeping active, eating healthy food, drinking moderately, keeping in touch with friends and loved ones, asking for help when you need it, taking a break, doing something you are good at and enjoy, accepting who you are, caring for others. Maintaining sound mental health is very important to lead a normal and happy life.
New words.
Factor.
Physical.
Define.
Absence.
Comprise.
Tribulation. Moderately.
3. Text. Temple treatment for psychiatric illness.
A 6-week stay at a Hindu temple in Tamil Nadu can produce the same improvement in people with severe psychiatric disorders as a month-long course of standard drugs, say researchers in India. A team led by Ramnathan Raghuram of the National Institute of Mental Health and Neurosciences in Bangalore studied all 31 people who came for help and stayed at the Muthuswami temple between June and August 2000. The patients were evaluated by a trained psychiatrist. 6 were diagnosed with delusional disorders, 23 with paranoid schizophrenia, and 2 with bipolar disorder. At the end of their stays, their scores on a test called the Brief Psychiatric Rating Scale had improved by an average of nearly 20%. No specific rituals or ceremonies intended to improve mental health were performed in the temple. The patients attended a simple morning prayer for 15 minutes and then spent the rest of the day helping out with routine temple work. What they were given is tender, loving care in a non-threatening environment, in tune with their own cultural beliefs, with the hope of recovery, says Raghuram. And in the history of psychiatry, these were the principles on which asylums were originally built. Curative powers. In India, many mentally ill people of all faiths visit religious sites renowned for having curative powers. The Muthuswami temple is built over the tomb of a man who lived a century ago, and who, according to legend, could cure mental illnesses with a touch of his hand. His descendants now run the temple and offer its services for free. The 31 patients had been suffering for an average of 71 weeks. Only one had received any professional care. The dramatic improvement in test scores matches those expected within 4 weeks of administering drugs such as chlorpromazine and risperidone, says Raghuram. We were not really prepared for it. Complementary approach. An expert on mental disorders at the University of Western Australia, Perth, points out that such findings are not specific to India or any particular faith. For example, a treatment protocol in many ways similar to the healing temple of Muthuswami has been practiced at the traditional therapeutic village of Aro in Nigeria. But he cautions that such treatments should be considered as complementary to other approaches and not an alternative. Raghuram admits one problem with the study: there were no controls. To prove the efficacy, we need double-blind control studies, which is very difficult to conduct in such settings, he says.
New words.
Psychiatric.
Hindu.
Disorder.
Neuroscience.
Psychiatrist.
Delusional.
Paranoid.
Schizophrenia.
Bipolar.
Ritual.
Psychiatry.
Principle.
Asylum.
Curative.
Religious.
Renowned.
Tomb.
Legend.
Descendant.
Dramatic.
Administer.
Chlorpromazine.
Risperidone.
Protocol.
Therapeutic.
Caution. Proper nouns.
Tamil Nadu.
Ramanathan Raghuram.
National Institute of Mental Health and Neurosciences.
Bangalore.
Muthuswami Temple.
The Brief Psychiatric Rating Scale, BPRS.
The University of Western Australia.
Aro.
Nigeria.